This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in my neck of the woods, we had early voting this weekend, and we didn't go yet because my son is turning 18 soon, and we figured we'd all go as a family when he turns 18. We're like, oh, my baby. Get all these pictures. My son's going to be like, Mom, get the hell away from me. They're like, I want to make sure you spell everything correctly. Mom, it's a poll. We just hit the little button thingy. So he's not that excited, but I am, because it's going to be my baby's first election. In fact, it's also going to be my other son's first presidential election to vote in. So very, very big election. Very excited. The whole family gets to go down. So we didn't go this last weekend, and I'm glad we didn't go because it looks like there were a lot of lines. Apparently, if you pre-fill out your ballot and drop it off at the poll, it's quicker. But I know a lot of us are kind of concerned about, you know, is anybody going to mess anything up? Do we, you know, is there any safety in just actually hitting the button and making sure that that little button works or that little whatever we click on when we do it electronically. So we're going to go in person. Plus, I want the kids to have that voting experience. You know, I mean, they drop things in mailboxes all the time, probably even some bubble gum. So I want them to kind of get that experience. But it was interesting because some people didn't stay in the lines. They saw the lines. They were like, eh, to heck with it. You know, and you're like, no, you need to vote. And then others I would see as they came back, you know, on social media, or they would kind of videotape their experience, even though you can't really videotape the actual poll, but while you're standing there, they're like all excited, going, we got this. And I see this every single election, you see the buildup, and you see that we got this. And nobody really prepares anybody for what happens if they lose. Now, I've been through enough elections. We've all been through enough elections. None of us always get our pick. It just doesn't happen. I mean, I'm sure there's one guy out there saying, I voted for every single president, and every single president that won, I voted for. Well, good. But that's kind of a rarity. For the most part, we don't always win. Okay? So for me, you win some, you lose some. We're going to go on America first. Okay? Unfortunately, this election is very, very high stakes, and so people are very stressed, and we're already seeing the stress. I'm seeing people call in going, I can't sleep, you know, and I'm like, okay, what's going on? Is it the COVID? They go, no, I'm over COVID. I just can't get over this election thing. I can't wait till November 4th for the results, because November 3rd, we won't get the results. I'm telling you right now, we won't have the results November 4th either. I mean, unless it's a landslide anywhere, We're not going to get the results, okay? So that means this can drag on till November 7th or November 10th. And so people are anxious. And then you have the depression of, you know, well, what if my candidate's not going to win? You know, and if my candidate doesn't win, then what? Nobody's prepared that they might lose. So we always got to spend a little time talking about this every 4 years on how to kind of approach election stress and election depression. And I know this isn't the easiest thing to say, but you need to not let it be your life or death, and you need to recreate scenarios as if you lost the election, as if the election didn't go your way. And I tell this to people all the time because people are like, we have to win. And I understand the idea of go for broke. Okay, I get it. When you're competing, you're competing, you know, it's, there's no place for number one. You know, if you come in second, you lost. And I get how, you know, you have to, when you go at a race, when you go at a competition, you need to go at it as we're winning. Unfortunately, psychologically, people aren't ready when then things don't go their way. And I see people fight with family members. I see people defriend others on social media. You know, I actually defriended. It wasn't so much because of politics, but there was a family member, not mine, it was an in-law, that was, it was after Herman Cain died. And I liked Herman Cain. I knew him, you know, and I didn't really take it that well. And the person just kind of kept digging, you know, and then on something else just was very inflammatory. And I'm like, I just didn't want them on my Facebook anymore. Now, you know, I don't know if they thought that was an act of war. I don't know if we're ever going to talk. Again, you know, I like to get along with the in-laws, but I don't want to think that politics is going to mess with your family or your relationship. So my recommendation to everybody is, first, all right, you know, if the news is stressing you out, then don't watch it. Okay? I mean, if you know, hearing about the polls and seeing these commercials and seeing things go against your candidate, then you know, maybe kind of separate, because it's been very overwhelming. We're drowning in ads and attack ads and negative headlines. But the other thing too is what I tell people is, don't let it get you. Who cares? You know, I mean, you know, I don't know if you saw the movie A Few Good Men. You know, You Can't Handle the Truth. But the opposing attorneys were friends, and they're going to continue to be friends. Yet they have to be enemies in the courtroom, just like with politics. These guys go out to lunch together. They go out to dinner together. Their kids marry each other. But, you know, within Congress, okay, within the House or within the Senate or whatever, they're friends. So maybe Donald Trump won't be Joe Biden's friend. I mean, this is getting ugly. But why should we let all this show, this circus, affect our lives? And that's how I think you need to approach it. I've told you guys this multiple times. All right? You know, don't lose a family member for a stupid election, because the election's going to end. We're going to have a new president, or we're going to have the same president. That's inevitable. So, really, you're going to lose a family member over this? Blood is thicker than water, and it's definitely thicker than a piece of poll paper. So, yeah, it's a bad analogy, but I made that one up. The other thing I recommend to everybody is, you might want to role play. What happens if the other candidate wins? So what happens if President Trump wins? What happens if Joe Biden wins? Role play that. You know, and even though everybody kind of, they make, you know, gagging sounds, and they, you know, try to act like they're, you know, they're going to die or whatever, for the most part, they're like, you know, we're still living. You know, we still have a job. We're still here. We're still Americans. Election stress. Don't let it get to you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR. Guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniels working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't even want to talk football. I don't know what the hell happened yesterday. It's just, I don't know what happened. But 49ers look good. I have to give them that. 49ers look good. But, man, just... don't talk to me, and I feel bad for the Vikings, but we'll get there. We'll get there. All right, so we're going to now talk the COVID vaccine. I'm going to talk about Governor Cuomo. Governor Cuomo has some cojones. You have to admit that. And Governor Cuomo doesn't like Donald Trump. And Governor Cuomo doesn't trust the Washington administration. So he has basically, I don't like how, well, the media is using the term threatened, but he has basically said that he is not going to administer the vaccine to his constituents until his own task force agrees that it's okay to do it. Now, the funny thing is this was during an interview on Good Morning America. And he's been one of the front runners discussing the skepticism that people should have of President Trump and a vaccine timeline and the push to get the vaccine before the election. I really wish 2020 wasn't an election year. And nobody wanted to listen to me. I'm like, put off the election. Put off the election. Nobody wants to put off the election. Everybody wanted the election. Okay, but you see, now nobody trusts anybody. If this all has to do with, you know, will coronavirus go away November 4th? Will we get a vaccine November 2nd? And, you know, I cannot stand having so much of our policy revolve around who's going to vote and who. I can't stand that. And when it comes to coronavirus and our debate on how deadly it is, and I know one of you had asked me about how did President Trump do so well. We're gonna talk about that. I will take your questions and comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It is a fact that we have had a certain number of people die from COVID. We know there is a mortality to it and long-term morbidities that could happen. We're having people that have hearing loss. We have people that have cardiac damage, pulmonary damage, psychological damage. So, you know, it's not fake. It's a virus. Whether it caused over 200,000 people to die or was that also with flu and pneumonia and heart attack, still yet to be discerned and publicly decreed. However, we can say it is a virus that is deadly. So whenever we have a virus that is deadly, whether it's polio, whether it's hepatitis, we like vaccines. I am for us making a vaccine for this. I don't know if I'm for forcing everybody to get it. I don't know if that's constitutionally sound, if you could force everybody to get a vaccine. That, I think, is going to be up to the courts later, because trust me, somebody's going to say, you can't force a flu shot on me. You can't force a COVID shot on me. We're forcing, in a way, the school vaccines, but now that parents can homeschool, they get an out. But when it comes to flu and COVID vaccines, can we really officially line people up and force them? I don't believe so. I don't think the Constitution allows it. They're going to say in the name of public health they can, because there was a case where somebody refused vaccination, and I believe the court sided with the state saying, yes, well, in case of a public health emergency, we're allowed to do it. But that's the big question people have. How much of an emergency is COVID? And that's, again, something we've been debating a lot on this show. So Governor Cuomo doesn't like President Trump. We get that. Governor Cuomo has one of the most populous states in the country. I think New York is the most populous city. California might be the most populous state, but either way, it's up there, okay? All right, New York market's usually number one or two, so it's New York's huge, okay? So when the vaccine does come out, is he going to delay? Is this going to be a political stunt? We are being told now by Dr. Fauci that we might not have our vaccine out till April 2021. So, you know, whether we're going to get it in November, whether we're going to get it by Christmas, whether we're going to get it by January, whether we're going to get the first set of shots in April 2021, you know, I'm wondering if all these political powers that be might just want to wait till the election before they make a comment like that. Because, mind you, the average governor is going to consult with their medical team. That's what they do. Okay? Making an announcement is just kind of like a little knife in the back. But if a governor is doing their job, they will not only, you know, take the word from the federal government, but they'll also, you know, have research teams and they'll also, you know, double check as well. I have no doubt that the governor in my state is doing something similar with his task force, making sure, you know what, all right, whatever we're going to administer to Nevadans is safe, because it's always on you. I mean, when I get a product from a medical supply store, I don't just administer it blindly. I examine it. I make sure there's no mold. I make sure it wasn't contaminated. You know, I check the lot number. So, I think the average governor, the average politician is going to make sure that, you know, whatever vaccine does get, shall we say, distributed, manufactured and distributed to be given, it's going to, you know, be cross-checked, and it's going to hopefully receive the FDA scrutiny that it needs. Now, when we talk about fast-track FDA approvals, that always makes people nervous, because some drugs take years. These pharmaceutical companies spend millions upon millions, if not billions, on a drug, only for it to wait and wait and wait until FDA approval, and I think that even knocks off years on their patent. Whereas with this, it's going to be like, okay, we're going to get the FDA to approve it right away. Well, it does. It makes you nervous. So I'm not surprised that people are nervous. You know, would I be nervous about a vaccine? I'd be nervous if it's coming from China. Yeah. But Pfizer? I've used Pfizer drugs most of my life. Pfizer has Zyrtec and Z-Pak and Lipitor. Well, I haven't used Lipitor, but I mean, I've prescribed Lipitor and Norvasc, and I think Viagra came from Pfizer, didn't it? Yeah, Viagra. I trust Pfizer. AstraZeneca came up with Crestor. AstraZeneca had some good drugs. I know there was one person that had a myelitis, a possible side effect of the vaccine. That when you do your stage 3 clinical trials and you have multiple thousands and thousands of people using it, you know, if somebody has some sort of adverse event, it has to be reported and it has to be investigated as part of the drug. That's no shock there. But doesn't necessarily mean the vaccine or the drug caused it. It's just they need to kind of stop and take a peek and reevaluate. So I think AstraZeneca is still going through that. But from what we understand, AstraZeneca is still ready to go and move forward. If they find out that one case was a fluke, right, and it's not the norm and it's not vaccine caused, they're going to move forward. Moderna, Inovo, we have, I believe, at least 20 vaccines throughout the world ready in their stage 3. So I'm not surprised if we're going to have something come out. So Governor Cuomo already has a plan on who will get the shot first. They're going to do the first responders and the healthcare workers, and they're going to get the teachers, people in assisted living facilities, then the other essential workers like grocery store workers, etc. And so, you know, he's kind of mapped out who will get it, and it is on him. You know, it is on him. He has to make sure that if there is a vaccine that's coming out, you know, it's appropriate. But see, here's my thing. You know, who is teaching everybody about the timeline of vaccine production? Technically, with the way we do the flu shot, we really could have time-wise. I wouldn't have been surprised if they said we had a vaccine by the end of the summer. I would not have been surprised by that. In fact, I was asked, you know, could we have a vaccine by the end of the summer? Absolutely, we could. The only thing is this is a tricky virus, and the virus keeps mutating. And there's a lot riding on this. And, you know, people want a one-shot deal, or people want to know that one shot will do it for life and not have to every year get a shot, or now it's looking like you have to get two shots. So technically, I think we've had the track of putting through a vaccine and getting it tested in short periods of time before. It's just with this one, you know, I mean, I almost wonder if some of the delay or the slow might be because of the election. You know, I mean, if the vaccine had come out in August and September, and then we found out that it didn't work because the virus changed, that might not have been good. I mean, one of my theories is maybe they had something close, but because it was changing, they were like, wait a second, no, you know, let's, you know, just wait a few months longer. Our big issue with flu shot is we have to figure out what our flu shot's going to be in February of the year before flu season. That's why we only really at most have 60% efficacy, because we're working on a shot that's almost a year old of a virus that's almost a year old. So, you know, do I think we will have a safe vaccine? I do. Do I think they're over rushing it? I don't think they're rushing it per se, because you really can't rush going through these clinical trials. But do I think there's political advantages? Do I think there's secondary gain? Absolutely. And that does make me a little nervous. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nancy Pelosi, maybe she's coming along. We'll find out. We want to do it. I want to do it at a bigger number than she wants.
President Trump, when asked about negotiations for a new stimulus package, as far as if Republicans are on board with a bigger number, the president continues.
That doesn't mean all the Republicans agree with me, but I think they will in the end. If she would go along, I think they would too. On stimulus. So let's see what happens.
The Speaker of the House and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin are scheduled to meet on Monday. Meanwhile, President Trump will be campaigning in the battleground state of Arizona. The president won Arizona in 2016, but is currently trailing the former vice president by about 3 percentage points in recent polls. Canadian officials saying its U.S. border crossing will remain closed at least until November 21st. USA Radio News. An unlicensed security guard who killed a veteran and supporter of President Trump will be charged in Denver with second-degree murder on Monday. The man's attorney claiming the shooting was an act of self-defense. China is threatening to detain Americans in an act of diplomatic retaliation. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the details.
Chinese officials are warning that they'll start detaining Americans in China if the U.S. doesn't put a halt to prosecutions against Chinese academics. According to reports, Beijing has told multiple American government representatives that the U.S. should drop the prosecution of 4 Chinese researchers, or Americans in the country could find themselves detained. The researchers were arrested earlier this year, accused of failing to record their affiliation with the Chinese army on their visa applications. Last month, the visas of 1,000 Chinese nationals were revoked for alleged national security risks. The U.S. State Department has also issued an advisory for U.S. citizens against traveling to China because of the risk of detention.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So how are other countries doing? Now with everything going on with COVID and all that, you know, we know Israel's had to do more lockdowns. We see Canada has had, you know, their issues with cases. Obviously in America, our economy is trying to come back, you know, as we got Christmas coming, but with Christmas sales and Black Friday sales having to change, you know, we aren't probably going to get the boost we need, but at least it'll be some boost. Well, you know, this all started in China. So China must really be hurting. China must be just in shambles and need all the help they could get. Nope. China's doing good. China's economy apparently grew 4.9%. Unemployment is dropping. They have retail sales rising. China's doing well. By contrast, U.S. economy might shrink another 4.3%. Even though China was hit with the pandemic first, they seem, and people boycotted them, and we're talking like travel bans and everything, they're getting back up and running. Why? Well, I think China's been through this before. Mask thing. When in America we were told that we had to start wearing masks, we still have people losing their minds about the masks. China, they wear masks. They still wear masks. They've been wearing masks, I think, since 2005. Right? Because that was when there was the avian flu issue. So in China, the mask thing is kind of, it's commonplace. They're like, yeah, if we're told to wear masks, we'll wear masks. No big deal. You're told to wear a jacket because it's cold, I'll wear a jacket. So they're kind of used to that. We spent a lot of time fighting the mask thing. I don't know, maybe it's because people didn't want to turn it to China. They didn't want the government telling us what to do. Maybe it's because they realized the science wasn't there. But for the Chinese people, the masks, not really the biggest deal breaker. Then they got a big enough country where they can still kind of hold their own when it comes from an economy standpoint. True, they need America buying goods. In fact, America is buying goods. I mean, how many of you guys have checked the labels on where you've gotten your masks? Many of these companies that are getting masks, they're getting them from China. So we're still relying on China for a lot of our goods. We might not be traveling there and visiting. We might not be having people from China come to America and spend money here, but we're still buying products from China. So they say China's economy has grown 4.9% in the third quarter from last year, proving the country is back to its pre-pandemic trajectory with consumer spending and industrial production going back to normal levels. We still need our generic drugs, our medications, and they're pumping them out. We're taking Chinese medications. And then we wonder why we have all these recalls for possible cancer, you know, contaminants. Mind you, I'm a big fan of many of the medical studies coming out of China. And my, you know, Chinese medical students, and I'm, you know, I'm a fan of many of the people. I'm just not a fan of how the government does things and the lack of transparency and the cutting corners and some of the other BS that's been going on. And I'm not a fan of what happened with this in Wuhan. So third quarter GDP figures fell slightly short of the growth of up to 6% forecast at the start of the year before COVID crippled the global economy. But they say the figures are far more favorable coming out of the Western countries, but they show how China has bounced back quickly, despite being the first country to suffer. Now, they said that China started to get their outbreak under control. They reopened their economy right as other countries were shutting down. They were able to reopen. So they were able to grow 6.8% in the first quarter of this year, 3.2% in April-June quarter. Now, I'm not saying this because I want everybody to go, yay, China, congratulations, you're so smart. My guess is China was grappling with this for months. They finally let us know end of December, early January. They're like, guys, there's something going on. Or, actually, they didn't let us know. It was a doctor who did, who's now dead. It was a doctor going, hey, guys, there's something going on here. So my guess is they had dealt with it for months. So they already started to get it under control. Maybe their control measures were going to be so obvious and unable to hide that they had to let everybody know, guys, we got this going on, so you're going to see us kind of locked down for the next couple months. So they probably already had instituted certain measures by the time we thought this all started, because they had dealt with it for months. Then, yeah, they could start getting things back going by the spring, which is what they did. And then we went on lockdown. We had manufacturing plants closed down, stores closed down, So what did we do? We went to Amazon. And Amazon got a lot of their stuff from China. So we kind of helped China in a way. In fact, there's an argument that China's economy might even do better as a result of what happened. Because if you have other companies grappling with how are we going to do production, and here's China going, we're good. They said Chinese firms have benefited from the strong global demand for masks, medical supplies, and exports, rising 9.9% in September from a year earlier. The country's tech sector has also taken advantage from work from home. They have their apps called DingTalk and WeChat. Now the International Monetary Fund is projecting China's economy to expand by 1.9% in 2020. So means it'll be the only major world economy to grow this year. Contrast, the U.S. economy is expected to shrink by 4.3% this year. Eurozone, 8.3%. We're going to talk more about this, but I want to bring up the wall and kind of the travel ban. So you know the Supreme Court announced Monday that it's going to hear two key cases related to President Trump's immigration policies. One case involves President Trump's administration's Remain in Mexico asylum policy, and the other deals with funding for the wall be constructed on the U.S.-Mexico border. Now, President Trump in Carson City yesterday had talked about the wall being almost finished. It's a beautiful wall. He likes to use the word beautiful. He definitely has had a lot of energy the last few days. I can't believe. Yeah, he stopped by in Las Vegas, went to church here. Anyway. So, in Wolf versus Innovation Law Lab, the Trump administration is appealing lower court rulings invalidating its migrant protection protocols, the so-called Remain in Mexico program for non-Mexican asylum seekers, mostly coming from Central America. Now, the policy was established in January 2019, aimed at reducing the flow of people entering the U.S. to seek asylum. Under this policy, they are returned to Mexico to await their hearings instead of being allowed in the U.S. So the policy was first enforced in San Ysidro, California, which is the port of entry, before extending across the entire border. So the policy saw tent courtrooms placed up in Laredo and Brownsville, Texas, where migrants would have their cases processed as the policy was expanded in the summer amid greater cooperation with Mexico. By doing so, they say administration officials said it helped end the practice of catch and release and also helped end a pull factor that was drawing migrants north. Officials say it dramatically reduced processing times as well, getting cases through in a matter of months rather than years. Now, a U.S. District Court issued a nationwide universal injunction blocking the policy, according to Fox News, and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld that ruling in February. Now, the Ninth Circuit Court said there were several issues, such as asylum seekers were facing discrimination and violence in Mexico, and that the Trump administration did not follow notice and comment procedures set out by the Administrative Procedure Act. Also, an issue is whether the policy itself is a proper exercise of the Department of Homeland Security's authority and whether the universal injunction was properly granted or overboard. So there's a case of Trump versus Sierra. It deals with the challenge to the president's constitutional authority when transferring military funds to help build the border wall. So when Congress wouldn't appropriate funds for the wall, Trump had to use military funds. And at issue is how much discretion courts should have when the president seeks to repurpose $2.5 billion in military funds. And he determined that to be a national emergency. So Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals blocked that as well. So we'll see what happens. But that's coming up. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at gcnlife.com. That's gcnlife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at gcnlife.com. That's gcnlife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. Dali. So, you know, people keep asking, Dr. Dahlia, we need some good news. Okay, you know, I don't want to hear, you know, any more news about the candidates, or I don't want to hear any more news about COVID, and we've got to have some good news. Well, we do have some good news. We do have a little good news. China is doing great. China's economy is starting to boom. There. Is that good news enough for you? We got some good news this year. But China has had a pretty damn good year. We just started talking about this in the last segment. Their GDP, their growth, has been 4.9%. In fact, early on in the spring, it was up at 6%. And we're seeing that manufacturing, their plants, they're in fact telling people we're up and running, we're good to go, we're booming. China's doing well. China's happy. In fact, if I look down to see where China is in terms of their cases, China had 4,600 deaths, 85,000 cases, they told us, right, of COVID. 86,000 cases, 4,600 deaths. They say they're not lying about that. They have 1.4 billion people. It's like 1.393 billion people, China. They've had 4,000 deaths. Whereas in the United States, we're claiming we've had 224,000 deaths and 8.3 billion cases. So when you look at the China cases, people have been saying this for months, well, they're lying. All right? They had more cases. They had more deaths. I'm with you on that. But where are we with the time frame of everything? And does anybody else see how suspicious some of this is? I don't know if China took the virus and spread it. I don't know if China was working on it to make a bioweapon. What I do feel happened, as I just said in the previous segment, is China has probably been grappling with this for months before they decide to let us know in December that something's going on, or January. They started to do their lockdown in January, so they had to let other countries know what was going on. Because people were going to be like, well, what the hell's going on here? We can't come into Wuhan. People from Wuhan can't leave. We can't go to the country. What's going on? So they had to come clean and let the other countries know, guys, we're dealing with something. Were they only dealing with it for 3 weeks? No, they were probably dealing with it for months. China imposes a lockdown that ended, I think, March 24th. I don't have the exact date, but I think it was roughly third week of March. They loosened their lockdown. In our country, that's when we started our lockdown. Now, mind you, with the way virus spreads and the whole epidemiological tracing of it all, it makes sense that that's the timeline. But boy, was China in a good position to be here for us when we had to be on lockdown. So we go on lockdown and we start buying up all the toilet paper in the grocery stores. So where do I go? I go to Amazon. And I find that I could buy my toilet paper from China. I could buy everything from China if I needed to. Whew! Thank you, China, for being open. China's growth, what are some of the numbers we have here? 6.0%. Actually, that's a forecast. What happened in the spring? 6.8% in the first quarter of the year. China's economy grew 6.8% in the first quarter. 3.2% from April to June. Now, that might have been because people were starting to be anti-China and they didn't want to buy goods. But just imagine, if you're a country, people have been bagging on you for years. You have America, who claims they're better than you and stronger than you. You have 1.4 million people that you could very easily, since you have such a grip on so much when it comes to manufacturing, you have our generic drugs, for crying out loud. What if they're like, you want it? What, really? Really? We're not the, well, I can't cuss, but we're not number one? We'll show you who's number one. So right now, when you look at the map and you look at the GDP and how all the countries are doing, all the other countries are falling and have an issue still with their economy, except China. China's growing. And why is China booming? Because the world relies on China. We're getting our medicines. We're getting our masks. We're getting so many of our goods. While all these other companies are closed and all these other facilities and warehouses are closed. China, we're open for business. Come to us, just like what happened with the lockdown. Some people made bank during the lockdown because they were open. Look at Amazon. Amazon did amazing during the lockdown. Now, of course, they were kind of the liaison between us and China, but we got a lot of our goods from China. When we couldn't get PPE, all of a sudden I'm seeing packages that have Chinese lettering on it. It even said made in China. Whatever happened to the, oh, I don't want to trust anything made in China. Well, that's the only thing you could get. That's what people took. So I wouldn't be surprised if China dealt with this for months, couldn't hide it any longer, decided, you want to know what? People need to follow us as a lead on this. So we'll do the lockdown. Then, once they deal with their cases, they'll have to lock down too. If you can induce a global lockdown, and then you be the only country left standing, you're last man standing. It's not like musical chairs. Musical chairs, you're the last man standing, you lose. Opposite musical chairs. All these, okay, it's a bad analogy, okay? Give me a better analogy. Give me an analogy for a country who was screwing around with this virus this whole time, wouldn't tell anybody jack diddly squat, finally decides to tell everybody when they think it's going to help them or because they can't hide it anymore. Does their lockdown go, guys, look, the lockdown worked. See? Woo-hoo. Lockdown worked. Now we're able to go off lockdown. You could be like us. Lockdown and then no lockdown and you'll be like us. And we all do that. And we all buy products from China. Now here's China in October of 2020 bragging that they have huge GDP growth. And here we are still grappling with lockdowns. You know, we talked about the mask issue. You see, you know, China, they get away with a lot more than we do here. You know, in China, they've imposed masks. People have been wearing masks for years, ever since the avian flu. So in China, when you tell a population they have to wear masks, nobody had a poop fit. Here, oh my gosh, we all got our panties all up in a bunch. We're still debating masks. I'm not going to wear a mask. I don't need to wear a mask. And I get it. The mask might not work. I get it. I'm a fan of masks. I'll support the masks. But I see where you guys, you know, pull your mask out of your bra or out of your pocket and it looks 5 months old. I get that the mask the average person are wearing is not doing jack with deadly squat. I get that. But in China, they have the ability to go, you know what, we're going to lock you down. We're going to open you up. We're going to lock you down. We're going to open you up. So here's China saying we only have 86,000 cases. Maybe, yeah, since they started counting them, because nobody asked them to count them, they were done by 86,000. So if a country has this sort of power where they could possibly start an epidemic or not do a good job of containing an epidemic, then kind of incite everybody to do lockdown. Because remember, they were the first going, guys, we're locking down. We have a virus. What do we do? What do we do? Follow our lead. Lock down. We got the virus too. We're in it just like you. We're going to lock down. Then all of a sudden, they're done with the lockdown in 8 weeks. Am I the only one that finds that odd? They only really needed to do an 8-week lockdown? Well, because they're good. They're good. They built a hospital in 7 days. And, I mean, they're just, you know, they're just the most amazing country ever. They could do that. No. Virus was around for a while. Right? They finally realized I think there was a plan. Again, I'm not saying it was a release. I don't have any sort of instinct or spidey sense on that one. But I wouldn't be surprised to make the whole world rely on you for your goods because you incited everybody to lock down. I don't know, something suspicious. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.